Christian churches in the Middle East are facing one of the greatest challenges in their history from rising emigration. And if the trend continues, they may completely disappear. That's the bleak prediction of the World Council of Churches General Secretary, who has recently returned from a fact-finding mission to the region. Reverend Dr. Samuel Kobia told me he's concerned that the war in Iraq has sent unprecedented numbers of Christians fleeing the land where they've lived for centuries. Violence is one reason why Christians are leaving their homes, but economic woes and even discrimination, even in so-called moderate nations like Jordan, are making Christians head elsewhere for a brighter future.
Those are the main reasons that cause Christians to leave their countries. And in Beirut, in Dubai, and in Damascus, I heard stories from Christians who have been forced, and I say clearly forced, because many of them have been kicked out, if you will. I heard from 50 families who are refugees now in Syria, and the stories they told are very, very disturbing indeed, because those who have left Baghdad, especially in the recent past, have said that they were told there is no future for Christians in Iraq, because they say that the Iraq war is a Christians waging war against Muslims. And many of them were forced to leave their businesses, to leave their houses, in sometimes within just a matter of hours. And when I talked with them, they told me they have no intention of going back. Now, this was very, very disturbing, because we know that Christianity in Iraq has been practiced for centuries. And they feel that they practice a religion that is as indigenous in Iraq as any other, and therefore they feel that they belong there. But their Muslim majority have decided now time has come for them perhaps to empty Iraq of Christians and Christianity. This is extremely disturbing, and I'm very concerned about that.
What is the answer then? Is it simply a question of just providing greater protection for the Christian community in Iraq?
I think that certainly should be part of the answer. I left Syria having listened to those Christians with the a concern that we as church leaders around the world need to get together and discern what would be the best way of responding to the situation as it is developing now in Iraq. There is need for greater protection. I would say that the government of Iraq will have to be held accountable for the protection that is needed to be both in the constitution and to be practiced. But also, I think there is need for education. We need to counter the perception that the war in Iraq is a war waged by Christians. It is very well known that the churches around the world, the Catholic Church and the voice came from none other than the Pope himself. Ourselves in the World Council of Churches, we issued very strong statements that condemned the war on Iraq. And I think many Iraqi Muslims need to hear what we as Christians around the world, how we viewed the war. So this should not be used as a pretext.
You're obviously very concerned about the situation of the Christian community there in Iraq, but also we've seen in other parts of the Middle East a real outflow of immigrants, especially from Lebanon. Lebanon is a very unstable politically and economically, is very unstable at this moment. We've seen violence there as well. Many Christians have left. They're also having fewer children in Lebanon.
Indeed, yes. And that is another concern that we had. And we heard testimonies of about a dozen young people, most of them university students. And the reasons they gave for wanting to emigrate, one, the depressed economy, and therefore they think they don't see any future for them in an economy like that. Secondly, is political instability. And again, they felt that the future is very bleak if you look at the political situation there. So again, here is a situation where the balance, as you have mentioned, between the religious communities will be affected if a majority of the younger generation of Christians will leave Lebanon, as indeed they might do. It is true that also in the Holy Land, there are young Christians who are leaving. Last year in June, when I visited Israel and Palestine, again, I heard testimonies of young Christians, both men and women, who said that the situation is so volatile that they will really have to go and seek a better future elsewhere. Now, let me say that I also heard some encouraging voices in Syria, especially, where the Grand Mufti said clearly to us that he and the Muslim community in Syria would advocate very strongly for Christians to remain and Christianity to remain in the region, because it's part of the culture of the people, and they would be willing very much to work with us as Christian leaders on this issue of the future of Christianity in the Middle East. I heard the same thing from fairly senior Muslim leaders in Jordan, who had said yes, they were concerned that many Christians and especially younger ones were leaving, and that because also Christian families opting for smaller families, that the population of Christians in Jordan has been declining over the years. So there are many factors that we needed to take into account. And I would like, out of this visit, to share with the church leaders around the world about the situation there. And as I say, we need to get together to agree on a common approach to this very critical issue.
Pope Benedict the 16th, as well as his predecessor, John Paul II, have been very concerned that in leaving the Middle East, many Christians are depriving their homeland of the Christian witness in the very region where Christ was born. How important is that witness to the Middle East?
It is extremely important, really, and I fully support and subscribe to the view of His Holy Father here. And I feel that without a significant witness of Christianity in the Middle East, this will deprive not only that region, but the diversity that is required. And when we talk of a Christian-Muslim relationship and cooperation, we could find some good examples on how Christians and Muslims can live together by looking at some of the situations in the Middle East. And therefore, with the Christian witness getting weaker in the Middle East, I think the loser is not only Christians, but also those societies and even Islam.
How do you see the churches working together to face these challenges?
I think it is, we have no choice really but to work together, because I think also by working together, we'll be able to have a coherent voice, and a message to the rest of the world, and particularly in the Middle East. And it's better if we work together than we work separately. One of the concerns that I heard from some Muslim leaders there, but also some of the traditional Christian churches there, is that there is emerging a new way of, well, they certainly would consider it as proselytism. And therefore, they are saying we need to understand from Christians, as Christians, whether there is to be a new wave of evangelical work or evangelization of Muslims, because they say this is what the new groups of Christians, and they are saying these are different from the missionaries of 19th and the 20th century, and this is causing concern for them. And therefore, I think we as Christians need to work together. We need to understand the region very clearly. And it is true there are some very enthusiastic, charismatic groups and individuals today who, out of, I would say, good intentions to evangelize and spread the gospel, but certainly they need to understand some other cultural, political dynamics in the Middle East, and their work should not complicate the life of Christians there.
Reverend Dr. Samuel Kobia is the General Secretary of the World Council of Churches. Thank you.